Hey, guys. Guess what? I got a new job today.
That's great. What is it?
Well, I figured it was time to stop thinking about myself and get a job where I could serve others. You know, answer to a higher calling.
You're becoming a priest?
Close. A talent agent.
A talent agent? Who in their right mind would let you handle their career?
Well, so far, just you. But I've got calls into Lucy Lawless, Pamela Anderson, and that big chick with all the makeup on Drew Carey.
Whoa, Swifty, hey, back up the limo. What makes you think I want you to be my agent?
Nothing, just the fact that I've already landed you an acting job.
Get out!
Al, I'm serious. I got you the perfect vehicle to follow up that little movie role you did. How would you like to star in a suntan lotion commercial for VX Production shooting tomorrow in Milwaukee?
Tomorrow? Forget it. I'm auditioning for Romeo and Juliet at the Port Washington Little Theater. I mean, this is my big chance to try Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? That hack? You don't even write good English. I cannot believe you would rather work at the Butt Scratch Playhouse than star in a commercial that will be seen by millions of people. And, did I forget to mention, earn you $200?
Wow, $200?
Yeah, and more importantly, it could be your next step to stardom.
Well, I guess I could do Shakespeare another time. And a commercial would be kind of fun. All right, okay, I'll do it.
Yes, oh, that is so awesome. That's great. Oh, now I gotta go find Rich. The Sheboygan Dinner Theater is doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. That kid was born to play dopey.
Any you guys find any junk food yet?
No, we're even out of gummy bears. Man, this bites.
Don't worry, guys. Carol will be back from the supermarket pretty soon.
Man, there's not even any chocolate syrup. What kind of hellish nightmare is this?
You guys, can you give me a hand?
Boy, honey, am I glad you're back from the store. You know, the kids were getting just starved here, and you know what junk food junkies they are? Where are my Twinkies?
Wheatgrass cookies? Beet juice? Rice cream? Hey, Mom, bad news. You must have taken some hippies' groceries by mistake.
Nope, those are our groceries.
All right, honey, what's going on here?
Well, Dane and I just finished a nutrition seminar at the Wellness Center.
Oh, jeez.
That's right, people. From now on, this family will be eating only healthy foods that come from the bosom of Mother Earth. No more processed sugar and fast foods, and hormone-laced meat will be absolutely forbidden.
Yay, gummy bears!
No, Lily, those aren't gummy bears. They're...
Yeah, these are gross.
Seaweed bears. I know that, but I think if we just give it a chance, we'll learn to really enjoy it, and we'll live longer.
If I have to eat seaweed, I'm not sure I want to.
Come on, this is important. Give it a chance, please.
Well, hey, listen, if it's that important to you, we can do it. Come on, we can do it, right, guys, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Mommy, can I take the seaweed bears to school?
And give them to your friends?
No, Billy Atkins, he kicked me. It's payback time.
Okay, go tell Stan we're ready.
Al, sweetie, baby doll, did I come through for you or what, huh?
I'm not so sure. For a big commercial, doesn't this seem kind of low rent?
Al, lose the tune, huh? This is your second gig. We're trying to build your rep here. Work with me.
JT, do me a favor. Don't tell people you're my agent. Or my brother.
Okay, kiddies, let's make some magic.
All right, places, everybody.
All right, girls, now, remember, we're selling suntans. Pretend you're on a beach in Puerto Vallarta. It's hot. So act... hot.
Donovan, sun and ocean lotion. Take one.
And action.
Becky, you're not going to believe it. Not only am I having a great vacation, but I'm getting the best tan ever with Donovan Sun and Ocean Lotion. In fact, I'm calling all my friends to tell them.
We're calling all our friends, too.
And Carl! Oh, that was gold. You're gorgeous, all of you. Now wipe off all that crappy lotion. We'll do the next setup in 5 minutes.
First healthy meal. I wonder what they're gonna give us.
I just hope I don't throw up.
Well, if you have to, turn towards Mark. I'm wearing silk.
All right, now cut it out. Remember, no matter what this is like, we promise to give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everything's ready. Dana, why don't you serve the main course for the evening?
First, we have a scrumptious lentil loaf. Made entirely from organically grown lentil beans. And the best part is that it is completely salt-free, fat-free, and cholesterol-free.
I'll tell you what, for something that won't kill you, it smells pretty good.
Next, we have a garden salad made with barley leaves and wheatgrass.
Yeah, this looks pretty okay, too.
Better than okay. It's loaded with bulk and fiber. It'll naturally cleanse your systems.
What she's saying, guys, is gonna flush us like a Roto-Rooter.
Thank you for that image, honey. Okay, now, bon petit. Isn't it great?
I have never tasted anything like this. Have you guys? Huh? How about you?
Well, if you like this, you are going to love our next course. Come on, Dana. Okay, who is ready for bean curd gravy and green algae muffins?
Man, I wish we had a dog.
Well, that's the end of the first quarter with the score Hornets 28, Bucks 26. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, isn't that Al?
Yeah, that's your commercial. Hey, Al, your commercial's on. Get in here. It's already on. I don't believe it. We just shot it 2 days ago.
Hey, with JT Lab, your agent, good things happen.
Hey, guys, are you lonely tonight? Well, don't be, because we're oiling up just for you.
Oh, my God.
So, guys, if you want to play a little beach blanket bingo, grab your boogie board, your credit card, and call us. Remember, we beach bunnies are waiting to talk to you. So, pick up the phone now.
Not the commercial I was in. I was supposed to be selling suntan lotion.
Looks like you're selling a whole lot more than that.
This is all your fault!
Wait, give it a chance. Look at it this way. It's exposure.
You idiot! You bonehead! You moron!
Al, stop! Wait, I swear this is my fault. If I would have known this was going to be a sleazy commercial, I would ask for a lot more money.
I cannot believe I let you talk me into this. I could have been playing Juliet. Instead, I'm playing Miss Oil Me. Call me.
Al, now calm down. Calm down. Look, these commercials, they come and go, okay? If it makes you feel any better, you looked great.
What? I'm just trying to help here. Control it.
Al, nobody's really going to see the commercial anyway. Except for maybe a few guys at school, a few teachers, Reverend Miller. 3 or 4 million guys watching this game.
I think you're forgetting the big man upstairs.
God?
No, worse. Frank?
Oh, no. I'm dead.
No, no, you're not dead. No, you're not. Dad is never going to see this commercial. First thing tomorrow, I'm driving to Milwaukee and demanding that creep Stan take it off the air.
Yeah, yeah, you are driving to Milwaukee, all right. But I'm going with you. And this time, I am doing all the talking. You've screwed up enough.
Al, I understand why you're mad. You're the one in the raunchy commercial that looks like a cheap slut. I had that one coming.
Oh, Mr. L, you are my hero. Thank you so much for sneaking in this food.
Well, I had to do something. I lost 6 pounds in 2 days with that seaweed crap they've been feeding me.
So, you don't feel guilty about breaking Mom's diet?
Oh, yeah, it's tearing me up. Are you going to eat any of that?
Oh, my God, it's donuts! Donuts! Donuts!
You crazy? You're going to wake up the food police.
Frank, sorry. Oh, God. Soft, greasy, fried dog. It just doesn't get any better than this.
Guys! What are you doing?
This isn't what it looks like. These are bean curd donuts. And this is seaweed pizza.
Yeah, right. Now bet those Twinkies are made out of tofu.
You're mad at this, aren't you?
You're darn right.
For starting without me.
Come to mama, baby.
Yeah, that's a pizza. It's got salt and it's got fat in it.
I know. That's what makes it taste so good. But I'm all for eating healthy, but that health food stuff we were serving you really sucks.
Yeah, hey, you're very good. Have a donut.
All right, people, freeze.
Oh, no. It's the nutrition Nazi.
You people are pathetic. Mom, you too? How could you?
I was hungry.
You all make me sick. You couldn't go 3 days without putting this poison in your veins?
Honey, it's not like we're shooting up heroin here.
Not yet, but junk food is the gateway drug.
Hey, now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you're a twit.
Listen, mister, I am trying to save your lives. Now, step away from the table. I am confiscating this junk food.
That's enough, Dana. Now, I'm all for improving our diet, but we went way too far.
But, Mom, I thought we were going to force them to do it our way.
Come on, Dana. That stuff we were feeding them tasted like landfill.
Fine. But here is the bottom line. That poison in front of you is going to kill you. It's going to clog your arteries, raise your blood pressure, and blow your hearts right out of your chests. You're going to end up a bunch of bloated, fat-filled, cholesterol-ridden carcasses. Now, what do you say to that?
I say pass the pepperoni.
Yes? Go for the donuts. The donuts are great.
Hey, Mr. L, watch a little b-ball, eh?
Yeah, it's a Bucks game. I taped it last night.
Ooh, yeah, I know you're going to enjoy it. Did you say you taped it last night?
Yeah, there it is.
Hey! I'm sorry, Mr. L, I can't have you watch that.
Why not?
Well, because the Bucks had to forfeit the game. They came all down with a virus.
What virus?
Ebola?
No, Mr. L, I can't let you. One more word and you're evicted.
Well, that's the end of the first quarter with the score Hornets 28 and Bucks 26. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, guys, are you lonely tonight? Well, don't be, because we're only up just for you. So, guys, if you want to play on the beach for the quarterback, take what you can, credit card, and call us. Remember, no. Eight beach bunnies are waiting to talk to you.
All right, what do you know about that?
Well, now, Mr. Allen, I'm very loyal to my friends, and there is absolutely no way I could ever betray them.
Spill it, Shorty.
JT, get all commercial Milwaukee's supposed to be for suntan lotion, but it turned to be one of those oil me call me numbers. So JT now went down to VX Productions in Milwaukee to get the producer ticket off the air.
Hey guys, are you lonely tonight?
It's awesome.
All I'm saying is you should try out this girl in your Detroit club, and she does a number with a hula hoop you ain't gonna believe. Right. All right. Bye, Pop. Well, if it isn't my little movie star and Jimmy Hollywood. What can I do for you, kids?
I think you know why we're here. You told me I was going to be in a suntan lotion commercial, and instead you made me a beach blanket bimbo. Now, look, you've got to take that commercial off the air right now.
Sorry, no can do. You see, I got a piece of paper that says I have the right to do whatever I want with that film. Maybe your agent didn't read it.
Look, pal, I don't think you know who you're dealing with. I'm hooked up to some pretty powerful people. My best friend's cousin's Guatemalan pen pal waits tables at F. Lee Bailey's favorite taco stand.
Kid, I don't even know what that means. Get out of here.
Hey, Dad.
Jeez, Dad, I am sorry this happened. This creep lied.
Al, it's okay. Rich explained everything to me. I'm not mad at you.
Boy, what a relief. I thought you were going to kill us both.
Well, you're half right, son. Just wait outside. I want to have a little discussion with your producer here. Yeah, hey, listen, friend. Why don't you just make this easy? Give me the tape you made of my daughter, and I'll leave here a happy guy.
Look, friend, I got your daughter's signed contract, and I got more lawyers than OJ, so you ain't getting squat.
Okay. Boy, got a lot of nice fancy equipment there. This camera, oof. I bet you this is expensive, huh?
Damn right. Set me back plenty.
Really? See, I have a reputation for being a pretty clumsy guy. Well, what would happen if I just dropped this right out the window?
Go ahead, big shot. Drop it. My lawyer will write up a claim. I'll have a new one up here before you get back to the farm. As a matter of fact, Jethro, there's nothing you could drop out that window that would make me give up that thing.
Is that right?
What? What, are you a lunatic? Pull me back in.
Well, first I want to explain my philosophy to you, okay? A father's relationship with his daughter is, well, it's sacred, you know? And what you did with my daughter, well, that was a no-no. You see, sorry, Dada.
And you would drop me four stories just to get back that stupid tape.
Yeah, and then kick your sorry butt up here and drop me again.
Okay. Pull me back in. You can have the tape.
Thanks.
Motorcycle maidens. Nasty nurses. Nasty nurses, too. Oh, let me call me. Here you go. Take it. Just leave me alone. You're a madman. You know that?
Ah, no, Stan. This is me. Calm. If I find out this isn't the only tape you got in my daughter's commercial, I'll be back. And then you're gonna see a madman.
Dad, you got my tape. How'd you do it?
Well, I just opened the window of opportunity for him, and I let him see things from a higher perspective.
Dad, thank you.
It's all right, pal.
Thanks, Dad.
You're still the other half.
No. I can beat this. I am not weak like the others. All right, so I'm weak.
All right, later, JT, I'm out of here.
Hey, honey,
What's that book you're reading there?
Hey, woman.
So I was wondering, how are you handling that health food diet of yours? Are you sticking to it?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't cheat now, would you?
Mm-mm.
Would you like some milk to wash down that chocolate donut?
Thank you.